This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's bring in Bill Rabior from the Fan in Green Bay as he is part of the Bill and Rookie Experience on 107.5 FM 1400 AM. Bill, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
So give me your thoughts early on as we are getting glimpses as to what it's like behind closed doors at 1265 Lombardi.
Well, it's pretty strange, that's for sure. I mean, normally. A day like today, time of year, I'd be getting ready to go to watch some practice over at Radnitsky Field and then do a locker room session afterwards, talk to a bunch of the players, and maybe go have a bite to eat at one of the local restaurants, but clearly that's not happening. And I honestly don't know when that's going to happen again, but it's going to be strange, that's for sure. I think we're getting a little bit of a glimpse with the Zoom meetings, the video meetings that we're allowed to have now with some of the players and coaches. I think this is going to be what this season is like. And so I guess we just have to kind of get used to it. It's kind of weird. None of the guys are really willing to explain some of the changes they've done over there. We've seen some pictures of the locker room with the plexiglass dividers in between the lockers. But other than that, no one's really given us any details. It's kind of quiet on that front. But certainly it's unlike anything that we've ever seen.
It seems a little bit, with the word somber, be a good descriptive word as to, because usually, like you said, usually we're all in and people are heading to training camp and families are, you know, kind of putting their vacations in that direction, and then the title town is a buzz, and there's none of that, and it's almost like we're going through the motions, but we're not even sure there's even going to be a season. You know what I mean?
That's the whole thing. I mean, that cloud is hanging over the whole training camp situation. We don't know if this is all for naught or if they're actually going to be able to play a season. And, you know, it's hard to imagine the whole, like you say, the attitude or the atmosphere not affecting the players in terms of their preparation. I mean, are they trying to prepare with the thought that, you know, they're wasting their time, or are they able to put that aside and go ahead with their training as usual, even though it's going to be different and they already know that? But, you know, it's got to weigh on them a little bit. And I think we're seeing some of that in some of the comments. And like you say, the way they're talking is very, very somber is a good word for it. And it's just so much uncertainty at this point. And when you look at what the other sports have done, basketball and hockey in the bubble have had success, but baseball is having some problems, and you know, they can't bubble football, so I don't know if they're looking at that going, this doesn't look good for us or what. But, yeah, it is a totally different attitude right now.
So Aaron Rodgers answers a lot of questions all the time about the Jordan Love pick. I get the sense that, as Aaron said in his presser, as I've said before, it seems like all the questions have been asked, and it's almost to the point where I'm not saying he's irritated with it. I think just by listening to the way he says things, maybe more so than anything, I think he's just, like he said in that interview, he's bummed that it came to this and that the organization needed to move in that particular direction. Do you feel the organization did the right thing or the wrong thing
in drafting Jordan Love?
Yeah.
I think they did the wrong thing. I don't think it was time to draft a quarterback yet. I think it was too early to draft a quarterback. I mean, Aaron clearly still has a lot left in the tank, and he's still got 4 years on his contract, more importantly. And I think that it maybe 2 years, a year maybe next year would have been okay. The following year probably would have been better. It's unrealistic to, in my mind, to draft a guy like Jordan Love at this time and ask him to sit possibly 4 years. It probably won't happen 4 years, but it's possible. If Rodgers was still playing well, you know, why would you get rid of him? So I think they jumped the gun on it a little bit, and especially when you consider where they were last year in the NFC Championship game and some of the glaring needs that it appeared that they have in wide receiver particularly, and one of the best wide receiver classes coming out of college in years, and they didn't even draft a wide receiver. So it was very curious. I think they jumped the gun on it, and obviously time will tell, but it's hard for me to imagine. I mean, just think about it. Jordan Love would be his rookie contract could be over. They might have to re-up with him to a huge number and not know if he's even good enough to play. So I think they just did it a little too early.
Yeah, I'm of the same sentiment. I think what you did was created unnecessary controversy. Now, the only way this makes sense is if behind closed doors there are issues. From what we've been told, there aren't, and everything seems to be really copacetic. You know what I mean? But if there are issues, then this would then make a lot more sense to me. Otherwise, I don't understand what the rush was to grab this particular guy unless you just felt that this is the next coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know well enough, too, that, you know, you never know. I mean, even when the last attempt missed prospect, you know, who knows? Especially at that position. If he was that great, someone else would have taken him a lot earlier. So clearly there's something about him they like. Maybe he is the perfect fit in the Matt LaFleur offense. But they got a pretty darn good one right now. And if they're going to continue this pretty unprecedented run of great quarterback play, they better have made the right decision, or it could cost them even longer. I mean, if he doesn't pan out, then they're, you know, back to square one. And that could, you know, God, we've seen so many teams, you know, take quarterbacks high and it doesn't work out, and they just keep doing it over and over again, and they're, you know, trouble for a long time. So they better hope it works out.
Talking with Bill Raby, our co-host of the Bill and Rookie Experience on The Fan up in Green Bay, our newest affiliate. What concerns you more, the lack of depth at the tackle position or the lack of depth at the wide receiver position?
Well, I would say of those two, you know, wide receivers score points. And you need to score points, and they have a very, very good wide receiver, Davante Adams, and not much else, at least to this point. I mean, obviously you look at Alan Lazard and guys like that, and you hope that they pan out, but we've seen glimpses, not enough consistency. Can Marquez Valdez-Scantling, can he bounce back from his disappearing act? You know, sometimes guys either continue, you know, they went, once they disappear, they're gone, or sometimes they can, you know, use that as their motivation and really come back strong. Let's hope that's the case with him. But clearly, by not drafting a wide receiver, they feel confident in the guys that they have, confident enough to skip over some really good options in round one last year, and they're hoping that maybe Equanimee St. Brown comes back and has, you know, a good season, and certainly Al Lazard, but yeah, they're pretty thin behind Davante Adams. And at tackle, you know, David Bakhtiari is obviously very solid. Will Ricky Wagner be good? I mean, look, he's a stopgap measure, right? So what's behind him, I think, is the big question. And I'm not sure they have that answer yet, too. Is it Alex Light? I don't know if Alex Light is ready to step into a starting role. So, yeah, that's an issue. But I think wide receiver would be a little bit more concerning for this season.
I like the defensive secondary. I don't know what the depth is going to hold, but do you still have concern about up front, and do you still have concern about the linebacking position?
Well, linebacker for sure. It seems like they've ignored the position for years. And obviously Christian Kirksey coming in is a nice replacement, but you know, they just did, they just haven't really paid a whole lot of attention to that position. Now, they've had some options in the draft too in the last couple of years that they've passed on, and you know, I don't know if that's the reason their run stop or their run defense hasn't been great part of it, but they've also had a lot of trouble over the middle of the field. Tight ends have hurt them in that area, so I guess maybe Christian Kirksey, if he's a good cover guy, they think he is, that might help there, but they just have ignored the position. They haven't really done anything to bolster that inside off-ball linebacker, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating for sure, but obviously it's part of the philosophy. And so that concerns me. Kenny Clark up front is obviously very good. They could probably get him some help. I like Tyler Lancaster too. Kiki Kingsley, hopefully he can step up, but there's no real signs that he's been able to do that. So they're a little thin up front, but I'm, you know, the linebacker position is probably the most frustrating to watch because, you know, there's Oren Burks. We haven't seen much of him either. So I don't know. It just seems like they don't care too much about that inside linebacker position.
I look at, you know, this team's second year. You've got Matt LaFleur, last question, but with what this offense is supposed to do as to what we expect it to do, how much do you, let's just say the season goes uninterrupted, how much do you actually see A.J. Dillon, DeGarwa, you know, you've got Aaron Jones. They become weapons even though you don't have a depth at wide receiver. If your offensive line can stay intact, I look for this offense to be much more dynamic, much more movement, much more misdirection, and much more of what we were supposed to see or thought we would see last year. And last year I thought it really expounded from away from the Mike McCarthy offense. So do you see more of that this year?
Well, I would think so. Second year, a little more familiarity with it. Problem with A.J. Dillon and all the guys that were drafted, you know, they haven't had any exposure to it on the field. And I think that's going to be a problem early in the season. If they can catch on and get up to speed, and maybe they could be, by the middle of the season, a bigger factor. You know, when they drafted A.J. Dillon, I said that, you know, Matt LaFleur got his Derrick Henry in this offense, perhaps. And maybe that's the kind of guy that they wanted. You know, they're going to use him in that way as a bruising running back, and then look to Aaron Jones as more of a guy to catch the ball out of the backfield, change of pace guy. But we'll have to wait and see. As far as DeGuara, I don't know much about him, and we'll see if he can fit in. I am excited about the tight end position, though, a little bit. Robert Tonyan, perhaps, step up, and Jay Sternberger, I think, could be good. And hopefully he can stay injury-free, and he can come on. But, yeah, I mean, you know, second year in the offense, obviously they should be able to take the next step, move forward. They talked about at the end of the year how much stuff they didn't get to. Hopefully they can get to some of that. But with all the things that they weren't able to do in the offseason, we'll find out if that is a major hindrance or not. And, you know, so much about football is reps. And when you can't run them, you know, it slows you down a little bit. And Aaron talked about it yesterday, how much they're going to, when they finally get on the field, how much they're going to have to do in a short period of time. So we'll see if they can pull it off.
Glad to have you on the program. Certainly appreciate you hanging out with us, and look forward to having you on a lot more, Bill, okay?
Bill, thank you, and welcome aboard. It's great having you on in Green Bay again. Thanks.
Glad to be there, man. I appreciate it. There you go. Bill Raby, our co-host of the Bill and Rookie Experience on 107.5 FM and 1400 AM The Fan. That's in Green Bay. He joined us, by the way, on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.